Heather Hutchison spends a lot of her time thinking about words. That's because she's an English professor at Cozumel River College in Sacramento, California. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, she teaches advanced composition and creative writing. But on Wednesdays, she actually leaves the classroom and heads 5 miles down the road. And a world away, Tina Rubio has our story.
We are in the Home Depot parking lot out on Florin Road in Sacramento.
Heather Hutchison comes here for an hour every Wednesday afternoon for something called intercambios.
There are English and Spanish exchanges between the guys waiting for work out here on a regular basis and my community college students.
Out here, she is called la maestra, the teacher. Her estudiantes are the day laborers who stand side by side in a loose half circle listening. One of the workers is 77 years old. He's writing down the English words and phrases he's learning on a notepad Heather brings.
You said to us that we need to ask, how are you, to a new person?
Pero en inglés. How are you doing?
Good.
So just how did Heather start doing this?
I had the fantastic, amazing opportunity to be on sabbatical from my teaching position, go to Oaxaca, Mexico. It was fantastic, and every Saturday I would have this intercambio at a local library where I would speak with strangers 1 hour in English and 1 hour in Spanish.
When she came home, she didn't want the exchanges to end, and that drove her straight to this parking lot.
I pulled up here and said, I am recently returning from Mexico, and I want to continue to learn Spanish, and I'm an English teacher, and I can help you learn English. And what do you guys think? And they really thought I was insane and said, where's the classroom? And I said, this is the classroom. And they were like, but no, where are we going to have classes? And I was like, no, we'll stand out here.
And why not? Most every day, the parking lot is filled with dozens of Spanish-speaking day laborers, young and old, standing in groups, drinking coffee, chatting, smoking, and waiting for the opportunity to work.
Van a enseñar inglés por información de nosotros.
Yeah, we're gonna learn a little bit of English and get some information about each other.
What better topic to start with than love?
¿Estás casada? ¿Casado?
No, todavía no.
He's not married.
No, todavía no.
No.
How about in love?
¿Estás enamorado con alguien?
No.
The conversation is not always easy for anyone.
I think a lot of what happens in the language exchange is that we feel stupid or uncomfortable or even ugly in a language that isn't our native language. And it's an uncomfortable feeling, but we all experience it. And we have to really get over that. ¿Cuántos años estás aquí? How many years have you been here?
6 años.
The students stumble over pronunciations and trip on conjugations, but no one seems to mind. They're having fun trying.
I think it's pretty cool because it's like, you know, you can learn something, you can only learn it firsthand.
I also like the idea because I like the cultural bridge. You kind of get to step over that bridge.
That's Joelle Baker, one of Heather's college students, and her sister, Noelle.
It's like, as much as I sit in a classroom, until you immerse yourself in like a different type of environment or language, you're not really going to learn.
You break down those boundaries that separates everybody from one another because there's already so much separation based on cultural differences, countries, languages, and so on.
One of the workers, Pedro Flores, is breaking down boundaries too. He says it's thanks to Heather.
It's nice. She's friendly. And she helped the other people to speak in better English because sometimes when we speak any new word, like in English or in Spanish, it's nice to write it and remember another day to put them in your mind. Use it for your life. She gave me that to me. It's nice.
And now, language is no longer a barrier, but a link.
There are no strangers, just people we haven't met yet. And we need to meet those people because they have a whole lot to offer, whether it's a little bit of Spanish or polite exchanges or news about the world.
For Latino USA, I'm Tina Rubio in Sacramento.
What do you have in mind? What would you like to eat?
You know what I like?
What do you like?
I already got it. The company people. Yeah.
That's very nice. We can't eat that.